USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney may have muddied things up when it comes to President Trump's impeachment inquiry. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy believes Mulvaney made things clear at his press conference on Thursday.
There was no quid pro quo.
Fellow Republican Congressman Francis Rooney doesn't see it that way at all.
It's certainly quite clear right now that the actions were related to getting some of the Ukraine to do some of these things.
In other words, Rooney says it appears there was a quid pro quo, which is the very issue that led to the current House impeachment inquiry. Career diplomat George Kent told congressional investigators Rudy Giuliani asked the State Department to grant a visa to former Ukrainian official Viktor Shokin, who Joe Biden had pushed to have removed when he was vice president. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Democratic presidential contender Bernie Sanders is back on the campaign trail after being sidelined by a heart attack. He told a crowd of supporters in New York he's feeling great.
When I look at this huge crowd, brothers and sisters, I have no doubt that the political revolution is going to sweep this country.
Julia Manchester is a reporter for The Hill. She says backing by Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is helpful for Sanders.
We'll really have to see, because we've still seen that Elizabeth Warren has been able to withstand a lot of that and continue to build her campaign and build her momentum based on that powerful on-the-ground grassroots campaign style she has. And also, you know, I don't know how endorsements really matter. I think voters tend to just stick to the issues and don't pay as much attention to who's rallying behind these candidates.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Sitting and letting your car idle in town could become a thing of the past, as we hear from USA's John Hunt.
Drive-through windows at fast food restaurants, banks, and other businesses have long represented the convenience for which American businesses are renowned. But the ease of idling in a vehicle while waiting for your order is now associated with another development: climate change. As a result, some communities across the United States are now banning drive-thrus, citing the additional carbon emissions that are released. Minneapolis earlier this summer banned constructions of new drive-thrus, while officials in Long Beach, California have now imposed a six-month ban on new drive-thrus while they study the issue. Similar ordinances restricting or prohibiting fast food windows have also been adopted in communities including Fairhaven, New Jersey, and Orchard Park, New York. Minneapolis cited air pollution from idling vehicles as the main factor for the ban on drive-thrus, along with litter, noise, and the potential of vehicles blocking sidewalks. The order is part of the city's long-term plan called Minneapolis 2040, which includes a goal to cut all greenhouse gas emissions by over 80% by 2050. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
In the baseball postseason, the Yankees are still alive. They beat the Houston Astros on Friday in New York 4-1 to stave off elimination. The Astros still lead the best of seven American League Championship Series 3-2. Game 6 is setting up tonight in Houston. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.